Welcome to the Female Entrepreneur Musician Podcast with Bree Noble. Bree is a musician, entrepreneur, speaker, and founder of Women of Substance Music Radio and Podcast. Bree's interviews with successful female musicians and industry pros are both inspirational and informational. She also answers your questions about the music business. Bree is on a mission to help you create great music, connect with your fans, and grow your business, and to truly become a female entrepreneur musician.
Hey, this is Bree Noble, and I want to welcome you to the Female Entrepreneur Musician, where we talk about making great music, connecting with your audience, and growing your business.
All right, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. This is Bree Noble, and I am here with Tara B., my co-host here. We've been doing these about once a month, and I'm so excited to be talking about this one because this is kind of fun, and I think it will really resonate with a lot of you and make you feel better about things that may have happened to you, because we're going to talk about performance mishaps. And I think it's a really good subject right now because we're recording this on the end of June, and Tara has had so many gigs in June. We had like a mishap that came up recently. So, you know, we want you to understand that if you're getting yourself out there and doing your thing, these kind of things are gonna happen. And it's almost like a badge of honor of like, this just goes to show that I am really working hard. I'm doing my thing. I'm performing. And these things will just happen. It's a numbers game, right? So.
Oh, totally.
Yes.
I fully agree. And yes, I'm kind of excited. We'll probably be laughing, but you might be too.
Not to laugh, but I think you guys will be laughing too, and you'll probably be laughing along going, yep, I remember when this happened to me, or oh, I can totally imagine that happening, that kind of thing. So how do we want to start this? We have kind of some categories of things that we're talking about here.
Yeah, I'd say let's just even jump into like the equipment things, and like you start with one, Bree, because I know you've got some, I've got some.
You know, I haven't had as many of them because a lot of times when I went on tour, I did not bring my keyboard because I did not want to deal with it. It was so much, you know, to drag it everywhere and everything. And I had a kid on tour with me and everything. So I would try to set up gigs where they just would have the stuff for me. But that was kind of the problem, is sometimes you have this miscommunication. It's like I say to them, okay, I need a piano or a keyboard and a microphone, right? And you kind of they know what that means.
Oh.
But I got there one time and they're like, oh, here's your microphone. And it's like a regular mic stand without a boom.
Of course.
And I'm like, okay, so how am I supposed to do this? And it was an actual piano. So yeah. I like try to jerry-rig it behind the keyboard and like, you know, I literally had to have it right next to my piano bench and have it pointing at me, like in the weirdest way. And I was play and like turn my head like this to be in the microphone. And it was early on in my touring, and it was good that that was the case. And it was a small group and everything. So it was it was a small room. And so it worked out, but it taught me a really good lesson that I need to be very clear about the equipment that I need.
Oh boy. With equipment and in general too, now I do take, my own sound system I take along, but whether it's a really tiny one or if I'm singing with a duo, there's usually a bigger one. But when I just think of, I'm going to use this because it's part of the equipment, because you talked about piano. When I don't bring the piano, what I've found too is that, like you said, you think that you're going to get a certain thing. And I have found people giving me keyboards without a sustain pedal. Understanding.
I've had that one. That's awful.
Right. Or a piano, like a regular acoustic piano, sustain pedal doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, oh, I just remember specifically one place the lady said, oh, do you need that?
Yeah. Do you know how bad it sounds? I hate piano without sustain pedal. It sounds so terrible and lame. And have you ever had the one where your sustain pedal keeps moving away from you?
Oh, yes.
Oh, it's awful with keyboards, right?
The keyboards,
You're
absolutely.
standing up, because I did a lot of standing up, and I'm like playing. All of a sudden, my foot is like way out from
Wait.
the keyboard because it's like moving on the floor. And I've learned, okay, now I remember I need to tape it down.
Yes, duct tape. Duct
Yes,
tape
thank
is
God.
worth it for everything. But yes, I've definitely had those things, or keys sticking,
Oh.
where they're completely sticking, or they are not just sticking but ringing. I
Oh.
remember playing a piano that was, it was a Steinway actually. It was a brand new piano this place had gotten, but they hadn't tuned it or anything after it had gotten moved.
No.
And so the key that stuck the most was the G above middle C.
Oh, like the one you play all the time.
All the time. And the whole concert.
Very bottom or the very top, not just like the key that you play all the time.
No, it's always, for me, it's always happened like in the middle of the piano, you know?
I guess
So,
because people are pounding there all the time and it would, get worn out or whatever.
yeah, but those things, you know, it's like, how do you get around it? And what I've kind of found, like, even when you talked about the mic stand, that's the up and down where it's not a boom mic, it's the positions that we have to like put our body into play. Or in piano, I thought like when there's no sustain pedal, I have to play it almost like it's an organ where I'm moving my fingers, like almost grabbing the keys. And it's just crazy what we're kind of expected to do in the moment just to keep the gig going.
Yeah, and if we're doing a good job, the audience doesn't really notice.
Yeah.
But we have to kind of just pretend it's all good, but every once in a while you do have to be like letting them know. So
Yes.
like in this one with the microphone, I had to say like, I'm so sorry. I can't look right at you because I have to get my face in this microphone.
Right. I gotta say this, the weirdest one I ever had of with the piano issues is I was at a place, it was actually in Los Angeles, believe it or not. And a place I played, they said they had a keyboard, and yes, they did, and actually had a sustain pedal, but they didn't have a stand for it. So they brought it in the room, and I said, "Well, what are we going to put it on? Like, do you have a table? Do you have, you know, anything?" I'm trying to think of. And they said, "I think we've got an ironing board."
Oh my God.
So the first and only gig I have ever played a piano on an ironing board.
The thing is that musicians, especially keyboardists, like they don't think about that, right? They're thinking, oh, it's like a laptop. You could just put it on your lap.
Right. Yeah, that one to me just took the cake, you
That's
know.
pretty amazing.
So, man. So I think that's crazy. How about for you though, like not just equipment, but if I think about just something happening like while you're performing. Like for you, have you had any of those moments?
I'm trying to think. I did a lot of mothers of preschoolers, and there was a lot of distracting kid issues, especially because
Oh.
I was doing a lot of speaking too. And so that would really drive me crazy because, like, during the music, it would be okay. But, like, if I was telling a story, it was so easily
Right.
distracted. And a kid is in the back going, Mom, 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 like that.
Oh boy.
So I think that's, I didn't do a lot of outdoor gigs. I'm guessing if you've done a lot of outdoor gigs, that's probably where the problems occur.
Yes. And even like with a sound, you know, again with sound systems, we actually had, I've always tried to ask for coverings over a sound system, you know, so that the hot sun doesn't blow it up.
Yep.
Because I've literally seen speakers smoke.
Oh.
Not my own, but like at some big event outdoors. But one place I remember, this was with, I was with the Beezy Girls probably a decade ago, and they didn't have a covering. And that day ended up being in the 90s, horrible humidity, but just hot sun. And the system literally would not work. It overheated. And we were trying, and this happened right before the concert. Like we were just in the warm-up stages. And we had full band. We had a drummer, bass, us two girls, guitar and piano. And we're trying to think, what are we going to do? Because we're at this park. And so there was a little picnic shelter. There was no power there. And so we moved over there. I think our drummer took like part of his kit and we just played, I don't remember, my keyboard must have had batteries or something with it, but we played acoustically for a couple of people that showed up in this picnic shelter and tried to sing. And it was just a mess. And, you know, you're trying to sing over your instruments, but we didn't really have any other choice at that point.
Yeah, you got to be innovative. I'm trying to think if that's ever happened. I don't think I've ever completely lost sound. But, you know, that's so stressful, especially if you play a keyboard and you don't, like my keyboard, it doesn't have any way to have batteries.
Right.
Doesn't even have like direct sound, right? So even,
Right.
for example, if my amp wasn't working, I'd
You
have no
couldn't hear
sound
it.
on my keyboard.
Right.
Whereas like the one I have at church, you know, you can play it and it's got its own speaker, but you can also hook it
Right.
up to something. This one, if you had no amp, it would not work.
Right. And that kind of was me back then too. I mean, I've had keyboards like that. Now I actually, yes, my keyboard has a speaker built into it. But yeah, it's funny how these things happen. And then sometimes you also learn and go, well, what can I do to, if I have to prevent this, you know,
Yep.
I don't know. Those are those mishaps that can happen. Or of course, if you're playing outdoors, and here in the Midwest in the summertime, a lot of times we get bad storms.
Oh, yeah,
And
just out of nowhere.
out of nowhere. And so I've had those crazy times too of like having to, I bring tarps along now to gigs just in case you got to throw things over fast because you don't want to get them wet.
Oh, yeah.
So,
Yeah, that would be stressful.
yeah. But.
So is that all that you've got related to like equipment and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, there's also the locations of like where you have to play at or how you get to those locations.
Oh.
And so,
Yeah, I've gotten massively lost before getting to a gig and almost not getting there in time. Probably this was way back in the day where I was using Google Maps and I like printed it out. I didn't, you know, we didn't have
sure.
an address or anything, but this place was really hard to find.
Yeah. I know it's and GPS has gotten so much better, of course, now, but I know early days too. I had once where I ended up in a swamp, like
Oh,
by a swamp with my
oops.
GPS.
That was wrong.
Oh man.
Dead.
So
I
yeah,
feel
what,
like, well,
go
let's
ahead.
see. I feel like I've had more like personal issues as far
Well,
as,
tell us some. I
right?
want to
Okay.
hear.
So yeah, just the other day I was, so I'm a worship director at a church and I'm at the age, right, where I need my glasses. I absolutely need.
Yeah.
And so I was, you know, playing at the beginning of the service. And then it was the part of the service, I think I had like a maybe 3-5 minute break that I, you know, could wait while they were doing something else in the service. You know, there was the confession and they were all doing.
Yeah.
And so I realized that I had forgotten to turn on the snake in the back that makes the piano go through the mains, which really we don't need because I have a huge Steinway and it's beautiful and you probably don't need it, but it also wouldn't be on the live stream. And I was like, oh shit,
Yeah.
you know, because I didn't have a guitar player that day, so I didn't notice that I hadn't turned it on. So
Right.
I turned around, like I set my glasses down on the piano bench.
Oh no.
I turned around and like the snake is like behind me and there's like a little switch I need to flip, but I have to like lift myself just enough to like reach it, turned back around, sat down right on my glasses and broke them in half.
Oh man. Oh my goodness.
I know. And it was like in the middle of the service. So I was like, crap, like I need these. Luckily, I
Yeah.
had just enough time that I could run in the back. And because I also work at the church, I had some glasses on my desk in my office, like another pair.
Oh my goodness.
And I grabbed them and I ran back in without anyone noticing. But I mean, had I not had an extra pair, like let this be a cautionary tale, make sure you have
Yes.
a pair of glasses, because if you really need them to be able to read your music, you're
Yes.
in trouble if something happens. And I mean, I've had other things that they've fallen inside the piano before, you know, I've dropped them, like all the things, right? That, oh, actually, another thing that happened recently too, while I was doing a funeral, oh my gosh.
Oh no.
Music fell off the stand. Like what I
Oh.
was, I had propped the piano music stand up too high, and it was making it be too upright that it was
Yes.
going to fall off.
The angle of it.
Yeah, the angle of it. And I didn't realize that because someone else had been using the piano and I had to change it, and I changed it to the wrong level. And so in the middle of the old rugged cross, I'm singing a solo. Like they had had me do a solo for this funeral, which usually is not the case, but I guess they don't like to sing or whatever. So they wanted me to sing as a solo. And I was doing it. I was playing the piano. I was singing the song, and the music like started to slide. And so I pushed it back up, and I got through half of another verse, and then the whole thing just went on the floor in
Oh
the
my
middle of
goodness.
the song. And I literally had to be like, I'm sorry, hold on a minute, pick it up, fix. I knew the thing was messed up, so I fixed it, and then I finished the song. And
Yeah.
and like
I know, but
we had just gotten our new pastor, and he's afterward, I'm like, oh my gosh, it was so awful. And he's like, I'm just glad to see that you can actually make a mistake. That makes me feel better.
I have so had the exact same thing happen, Brie. And not that long ago either, where it was the same kind of situation where it's just like it was some of the sheet music or something, and it just found its way to slide. And then some, and yeah, sometimes you're like pushing it up with one hand while you're still going with the other. And then sometimes, like you said, it just crashes and
Just have to stop. You
you
have to.
just do. And I've learned that too. I think that makes me, again, you kind of said this before, I think at the beginning, but it's like oftentimes it's just telling people what's going on so that they don't freak out, or they'll tend to have more empathy.
Yep.
I mean, in fact, that reminds me of once I was playing a keyboard. It was an electric piano, and it had one of those stands that it's just barely tucked into the piano, where it's like tucked in, not like a part of it really.
Yep.
And my three-ring binder must have been too heavy for it as I was playing, and the whole thing crashed
Oh no.
in the middle of the gig. And I just stopped and I said, "What? I guess better go pick that up." And then
Yeah.
I made a joke. I
And
said,
that
"You
one
guys."
was pretty obvious for them, right? They heard the crash or they saw it. Like for me, they didn't know what was going on. So I
Sure.
was like, I'm sure I can hide this and I'm trying to fix it. And then nope, gotta fix it, you know?
Right. But I think no matter what, I mean, yeah, if you just keep, like, you tell them and then you just keep going, the amazing thing is, I think people are far more have empathy for that than they'll ever like think, oh, I can't believe that happened to that person, you know?
Yeah, I know. And I felt bad. I'm like, it's a funeral. Like, I don't want to be so distracting. But then I thought, you know,
Yeah.
they don't care what I'm doing. They're focused on their grief,
Right.
you know?
Right.
And I need
Right.
to not make a big deal out of it and just go on.
Well, yeah. And you want to finish the song. You want to
Yeah,
give what you were asked to
exactly.
do. So, oh my gosh.
You know, speaking of that, have you, since you've played outside a lot, have you had any issues with music blowing away? We used to have it all the time because we had an outdoor amphitheater at my last church. And
Yeah.
constantly, like the music would blow away. We had to figure out all these things with clips on music
Oh.
stands. Yeah.
Clips. That's what I use all the time. And I hate it because, yes, I mean, I've still had it blow, or when I've tried to clip it, I think one time I realized, well, not one time, it's happened more than once, that I've forgotten, like, oh my gosh, this is a song that has a page turn. Well, you can't clip, you know, if you've got to turn it. So one of them is there, and the wind has been so bad that it just keeps back and forth. And it's like I'm trying to push it down and sing and push it down and sing. And I just, you know, and I know a lot of people nowadays use iPads and things like that, which I'm going to be going to, but I just, yeah, the outdoor thing with music, especially like weddings too, where it's, and even for other instrumentalists, like I've seen it with piano, but I've seen it for, you know, violinists who are playing outside or whatever, and they don't have their hands free.
Yep. No, they don't. They can't fix it. In fact, I always wonder, how do they turn the page? Like
Right.
I feel like I, you know, I can have a second to change the page if I'm holding a
Right.
note or whatever. How do they
Me
do it?
too.
They need both hands.
Well, and I think I've always
It's the
seen like
guitar
this
players, right? They need both hands.
same thing. So, yeah, I mean, there's going to be things that are happening like that. And I think sometimes just to give ourselves the grace and, you know, just that it's going to happen.
Yep. Yep.
So,
And
yeah, have.
so like I was going to say, you know, being that we were talking about music and stuff like that, let's say you don't have music. Let's say you've memorized your stuff, because that's how I usually perform, except at
Yeah.
church. I need it. But because I have low vision, I memorize most of my songs. And so, of course, there's going to be those times when you forget the words.
Oh my goodness.
Human error. So, like, how did has that happened to you, and how did you handle it?
Yeah, in fact, the tribute show that I sing it as a part of, we pretty much have the whole show memorized. We do have, everybody does have their music up there in case, like all the soloists. I mean, it's funny, the instrumentalists all have their music all the time.
Seriously, what up? Why did
I
they
know.
get to have their music?
Well, because people are paying attention to the singers, it
Exactly.
seems like.
But
So,
it always seems so unfair.
but it's definitely happened where I've just like screwed up something or kind of made up some words. And the biggest thing I usually do is I just keep smiling and going on because I think the one thing I've learned too is if everybody's just kind of in a like, well, okay, I guess we'll just keep going.
Yep.
They're going to be much more, the audience is going to be much more engaged with you than if people start, like even other people start looking at each other. Because, for instance, I was thinking on the Grease song that I sang with this other guy, "You're the One That I Want." And so we're going back and forth, and we both have messed up on the same. But like if we looked at each other and gave each other, some bad looks or something, well, what would that look like to the audience? So it's usually just smiling and doing something funny. Maybe visually versus like, oops.
And if you're playing off someone else, you might have to cover up for something they messed up, because it might be like you're waiting for their cue and then you're supposed to,
Right.
but like they didn't sing the right thing, you know?
Right.
Hey, this is Bree Noble. We'll get right back to the show, but I've got an important message that I think all of you musicians need to hear. I am sick and tired of seeing talented musicians quit on themselves and their dreams because they don't believe they can make money in music. The truth is, there are tons of ways to make money from music. They're just outside of the traditional music industry things like royalties and streaming and album sales. So if you're ready to tap into those off the beaten path and lucrative streams of income and finally kick that starving artist syndrome to the curb, I've got something for you. My mission is to help 100,000 indie artists to make a sustainable income and a comfortable living from their music. I have put together an awesome resource for you. It's called 39 Little Known Income Streams, and we just gave our income guide a huge facelift and massive upgrade. We've got 39 streams of income now, you guys. Go to profitablemusician.com/income. That's profitablemusician.com/income to grab your free download. Now let's get back to the show.
Well, and I've heard, I don't know if this is true, but I've heard that even some of these, professional musicians who are celebrities or whatever, and they'll just turn to the audience and have them sing, like point the mic to them.
I was just listening to something, an interview with Michael McDonald, and he was talking about how he's literally been on the side of the stage and he cannot remember the words to the first song. Like for the life of him, he cannot remember it, you know? And then he
Yeah.
gets up there, and I've had this happen to me before where it's like I've sung the song a million times and
Yeah.
I'm right before I'm going to go on, I cannot remember the words, the first words. And I
Totally
get up
hear you.
there and I get to like literally like 1 second before I'm supposed to sing, and then I remember them.
And then it comes.
It's
I
crazy.
know. Well, and have you had to, when you're singing a song, that like, yes, you're focused, you know the words, but then something distracts you, like
Oh,
a
yeah.
thought for a moment, and then you just are like, oh my goodness, I don't even know what the next thing is. Or I don't know what the next chord is if you're playing because you just got distracted in your head.
Oh, I have that all the time. I have a constant battle with my own brain. Like I'm in the middle of a song and I'm at working at church and I'm like, what am I gonna have for lunch? You know what I mean?
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's those kinds of distractions. It's not like you're even thinking about the next song. It's like, oh, what's that person doing in the audience? Or
Right. I know. It's
is.
very annoying. If I could just shut off my own brain. I'm constantly, when I'm performing, thinking to myself, stay present, stay present, because
Yes.
I have this problem where my mind wanders.
Well.
And it used to happen a lot when I would tour, because I've sung the song so many times and I could
Right.
get away with it. but I can't get away with it when I'm doing different songs every week in church. And so I need to really focus myself.
Yeah.
You want to enjoy what you're doing, right? You want to be present.
So what have you, 'cause I know you're a mom, and so have you had any things happen like with your kids?
Oh man. I took my first daughter, I took her on tour a lot, and I did have a babysitter. I brought my mom with me, and so I was lucky enough that none of that stuff really touched me because she was handling it. But then I had my second daughter, and I didn't really tour, but I did more local gigs. And so then I didn't really have that like layer of protection. I just would do the gigs and I'd bring her with me. And they were often like at churches where there'd be childcare or whatever. But there was this one where she was, I think, two. And it was about an hour away. It was in Oceanside, and I live in Southern California. So I had gotten everything in the car. We drove, and like about 10 minutes before we got to the gig, she peed her pants like I've never seen
Oh,
it. Like,
no.
I, of course, dumb me, thinking, oh, it's just a day gig. I didn't bring any extra clothes. And so I was like, shoot, like I can't bring her into this gig when she's like covered in pee.
Oh,
You
my
know,
goodness.
what am I gonna do? So luckily it was at a church. It was at like a Mother's Day tea, right? So it was at least on theme where I could be like, hey, I'm a mom and I've got this issue. So
Oh boy.
I walked in, I'm like, do you guys happen to have a preschool or something that might have some like lost and found clothes that kids left behind? And sure enough, they did. And I
Oh
went
my
to get
goodness.
her changed in the bathroom before anyone got there. So I was a little frazzled because I had less time to set up my stuff and sound check and all that because I was more worried about the kid that was covered in pee.
Right. Oh my goodness. I'm sure you are not alone in that.
Oh yeah, I don't know why I didn't learn my lesson. I mean, things like that happened with the other daughter at events, and not like on tour, but I always bring an extra pair of clothes. Like, I don't know why I thought it was fine. She's two, it'll be fine. Yeah,
My
always have an
goodness.
extra pair of clothes.
Yeah, I haven't had to deal with that, thankfully. But it is amazing how, just in general, situations that you're completely not expecting like that, not thinking, and like you said, a day gig, so you're not thinking about overnight and
Yeah.
that things can happen. Or just being, I think that's one thing now too, as a musician in general, like being overly prepared, having extra things. Like I know this is a little back to equipment, but I have a couple of mic clips with me. Like I carry extra ones, and I'm so glad I do, because literally the other day, I don't know when I was pulling my music stand out of the car or what, but I get to the inside of the gig, I go, oh, half the clip is missing.
Oh.
Like it was a clip kind where it can go on any
Yes,
mic
yes,
size.
yes.
And but I had an extra one with me. So, I wasn't like paranoid, but I just thought, oh my goodness, like how it didn't even seem like it was bad.
Yeah, and even just like little pieces of equipment that you need for your phone. So I flew to Wisconsin to do a keynote concert. And I was doing it at a conference center. And you think, oh, they've got everything you need there, right? Well, they had not thought through. I was using Tracks because they didn't have a keyboard or anything. And they had not thought through, like, how am I going to play these tracks? Like, I thought that this would be obvious for a conference that's asking me to sing and speak. But they're like, oh, you just plug in up at the front. Well, they didn't have the right connector for my phone.
Oh my goodness,
Like,
of
oh my
course.
gosh, like how am I going to get these tracks? And luckily, my daughter had traveled with me and she had one of those dongles.
Oh, wow.
But like those things. Oh, I remember another one too where I was doing this women's retreat that was at a cabin. And it was so old that it didn't have three-pronged plugs.
Oh, yes.
Have you had that happen? So I luckily
Yes.
I had like a converter.
Yeah. Yes, I forgot about that. Oh my.
I mean, you don't think about that. Like, that's pretty darn old that they don't have three-pronged plugs, but like my keyboard, it only had a three-pronged plug.
Yeah, which mostly many of them do, or other types of equipment.
Yeah, that one
Yeah,
just hit me.
it is crazy how even just like we say with different things of equipment or the connections or even where an outlet is going to be. I've had that sometimes too in a room where they're putting me, in the part of the room where it's not close to any outlet. And I carry now too an extension cord with me, a pretty long one, but it kind of blows my mind the things that you have to just be prepared for.
Well, and they're not thinking about it. Oh, yeah, they need power.
No.
Like, they don't think about that. I don't know why they don't, but they don't.
So I'm going to share about my gig last week, Brie, because
Okay.
this one is like it kind of took the cake in some ways. Although it wasn't like the worst thing that happened. It just was a pile of stuff. But the backstory is this woman had booked me for a gig at a senior place, a very high end, and I was supposed to haul everything, so they don't have a piano, no sound system. And she had booked me in March for April. And the week before in April, she calls me up and said, "Did I book you for something?"
Oh.
I said, "Yes." And we had had this in an email, so everything was written. But she just said, "Oh, you know what? I don't need you for that." I said, "Oh, okay." So I was reticent to like book something else with her for canceling with me on no, quick notice. But she said, "How about if I book you for June?" I said, "That's fine. Let's get the date down." But we went back and forth on emails too, so I had everything, basically solidified, the time, the date, the money, the payment, all that. And so a couple of days before, I thought I better double check with this woman because the track record. Emailed her a couple times, couldn't get a hold of her. Called her place, like the phone number that's on her email. It said voicemail not set up.
Oh.
Then I called the place, like the main number, left two messages, nothing. By this time, it's like the day of the gig, and I'm thinking, well, I gotta haul everything because apparently, according to my emails, we're on, and I'm on the road. And I thought, you know what? I'm just gonna call another location that's the same company just to find out if they can get a hold of her. And they sent something to her. So I'm in the car on the way there. She finally calls me and she says, "Oh," just real non-casual or real casually, like, "Oh, are you having trouble finding the place?" I said, "No, I'm coming." I said, "I just wanted to know if we were on for today." And I knew that we'd probably be outside because she had talked about maybe on the patio. So she says that, "Okay, well, I'll leave the door, front door open because it's usually locked. I'll leave it open for you." Of course, I get there, it's locked. I was going to start hauling. Did not know how far through the building. It was literally the longest, area to where the patio was. And I start hauling stuff out there. And then I said, "I don't see an outlet." She says, "Oh, you need power?"
Oh my gosh.
And by this time, I'd kind of just had it. And I was also trying to figure out, is there a way I could drive closer? And she couldn't explain to me like how to get around to the back of the building. Like I don't honestly know if she was just airheady or what. But finally I found a way back, hauled everything, set it up, and they ran a cord from inside the building.
Oh my gosh.
Did the gig. Then I tried to find her afterwards to get my payment because she was supposed to hand me a check. She comes out with a credit card.
Oh.
I go, I said, "I thought we already talked about this with my invoice." And anyway, she finally had to pay through my website, like buy something so she could pay extra. It was just crazy.
Oh my gosh.
And so, I know that's just a dumb story, but and maybe I should have just been much more vigilant in all the things that I checked. But even just such things like, of course, power. Like I told her, I'm bringing a sound system, I'm bringing a piano. I just don't understand why you wouldn't think, oh, you need a power source.
Yeah, I mean, I think there are people that are so far removed from being a musician that they wouldn't even think of that, which is kind of hard for us to fathom.
Yeah. And she was young. I mean, like, I don't know, 30. I don't think she was older than that. So it just kind of blew my mind.
Interesting.
Yeah, but so even after all these years.
Yeah, I know. It kind of brings like it brings up when you say like, "Can I have a 6 foot table for my merch?" And then you get like some random, like, "Oh, here's this coffee table. You can put it on this or what?" It's like,
Right.
no, I really need an actual table.
Yeah. It is amazing. And again, I don't, like you say, I don't think people are not like, I don't think they're trying to do things against us if we're coming any place. I think it's just they
No.
simply don't know. But it's, I think I've found and continue to find if I don't spell everything out, it may not be available.
Yep, and you may have it in your contract, but they may not read it, So if you have your particular things that you want to highlight, I'd say put them in the email as bullet points, right?
Right.
Make sure they actually see it. So I
Yeah.
have like a crazy story about a guy at a gig that
Oh,
so I don't
tell,
know.
tell.
I feel like we should finish with that, but do we have anything you
Yes.
want to say with that we haven't mentioned?
I don't know. I think just in general that there's going to be a lot of crazy things, maybe crazy people, unexpected, weather related, traffic related, with just things that are going to happen, probably more for us than maybe even normal people going to their job, at a workspace. Because there's, I think, Bree, too, don't you think there's just a lot of unknowns every time you're singing someplace, especially if it's new.
Oh yeah, like I have a big amp that has wheels, but like someone failed to tell me that I'm up two flights of stairs and there's no elevator. You know what I mean? That kind of thing.
Right. And there's always going to be unknowns, and especially like if you're touring, I'm thinking too, you're going to be in a different place every night, so there could be so many things that could actually go wrong. Not that there's going to be, but
Yep. So this guy,
so
this is crazy. So this is, I was performing at a, this is really will set the stage because I was performing at a church singles group.
ah,
This is a big
aha.
church and they had a big singles group. I mean, 300 people or something, right? And
Mm-hmm.
so I was doing my program and all that. And afterward, I'm at the merch table and I think my mom was with me, so she was running the merch table, and so I was available to talk to people. And this guy comes up, and he's like telling me about, his ministry that he has, and he wants to go all these places and do this ministry and everything. But what I really need to make this happen is I need a wife. And he's like, "And I just think you would be the perfect partner for this because you could do the music and I could do the ministry and we would be this great team." And so he's trying to sell me on this idea that I could be his wife. And I'm like, "Did you
My
just get
goodness.
a wedding ring?" It was just like, wow, people are interesting.
To kind of the audacity of coming up to someone you don't even know
I
and
know.
making the assumption, yeah, not to mention you're married.
Yeah, and so then he goes, so I'm like, "No, I'm married and that's my daughter over there, So he I don't I'm quite sure I mentioned that in my talk, like how he wasn't paying attention.
Of
And then he
course.
goes, "So my mom is also there." And then he goes, "Oh, is that your sister over there?
Oh boy.
I'll go talk to her." So he's going to try to pitch her to be his wife.
Oh my
Ministry wife.
goodness. That's the kind of thing that maybe is a could be a book of 10 things guys should never say to
Oh man.
after concerts. 10 pickup lines not to use.
That was crazy. No, yeah, I've never had one as weird as that ever, but that one was definitely memorable.
Well, and I'll just say this, I think especially for women, I'm not saying I don't have the knowledge of really what guys go through or not, but I do know that women can get hit on a lot from just being performers. And I think it is because, like, we are out there. I mean, we've put ourselves out there in a weird, not a weird way, but it's just, we're sharing things of our life story. We're singing, we're engaging. And people, I think some guys, and maybe it's true of women with men too, but they just think that we're talking to them specifically.
I guess we're doing a good job, right? Because
Right.
we're making them feel comfortable and that we're speaking to them directly and all that stuff. But yeah, it can get a little weird.
Right. So if it's a guy listening, tip, don't ever, ever be careful about how you approach a singer afterwards.
For sure. For sure. And I've seen people posting about that too, about weird. I think someone did like a TikTok about this is what it's like after the gig. Like
Right.
if you play at like a bar or something like that, and here's what
Right.
happens after the gig, and like all her
Right.
the pickup lines that she got.
Right.
And this of course was at a church, so it's a little unexpected. But
Well, although I have to admit too, some of the people that have been a little more crazy like that, sometimes it has even been at churches. I'm not sure why, but it just happens. So, but sort of a compliment to you too, just in a really weird way.
yes, I guess so.
So, yeah, this has been awesome.
It has. This has been fun. This is even longer than like our normal episodes. Just we had so much to say around this. And I just hope that this helps everybody that's listening to know that if these things have happened to you, you're not
Yeah.
alone. These will
Yes.
probably happen to you if you perform enough. So it might hopefully we gave you some ways to deal with it, some ways to mitigate some of these things from happening.
Right.
Little tiny pieces of equipment you might need to bring that make all the difference.
Right.
If I didn't have that dongle, I don't know what I would have done.
Right.
My daughter saved the day on that one, and she just happened to have it in her purse, So just think
Right.
about all the things that might go wrong, and don't st not I'm not trying to give you a bunch of anxiety, but just to
No.
be prepared, right?
Right. And I think when they do, just to kind of chalk it up, is that's just part of life. And people are going to understand because we're all imperfect and we're going to have things that happened in the moment, So.
Yep, we're all human, and if they didn't want a human, they would have just played canned music in the background. That's the way I always
Exactly.
say it,
Exactly. And it gives them a good laugh.
It does. It does. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, this has been so fun. I can't wait for our next one. I just love these conversations because
Me
they're
too.
real talk from the trenches, and I think that's what musicians need.
Yeah. So you guys get out there and keep performing and don't fear, but just let it be a joyful time and laugh at yourself sometimes.
Yeah, and when we post these little clips on Instagram, respond and let us know about your mishaps. We'd love to hear that.
Yeah.
And if you've got any things you want us to talk about on these co-episodes, please let us know. I'm on
Please.
Instagram at Profitable Musician LLC, and Tara is Tara Brusky Music.
Music.
Can you spell that for them?
Yes, TARABRUESKE. Looks like Brewski.
Awesome. Well, we'll see you guys on social, and we'll see you on
Yeah.
the next episode that we do together.
All right. Bye.
Hey, this is Bree Noble, founder of Women of Substance Music Podcast. Are you a female independent musician? We've created an exclusive corner of the internet just for you. It's the Female Musician Academy, and it's a place where you can meet other independent artists just like you with the same hopes, dreams, and struggles, so you can get support and accountability when you need it most from people who are going through exactly what you're going through. I get it. Being an independent musician is hard work, and it's hard for people in your life to understand what you're going through and why it's so important to you to push through to your goals, which is why you need to surround yourself with like-minded, positive female indie artists. We've been named one of the top 10 online communities for musicians, and we've layered in even more support for you this year with monthly themes, challenges, and workshops to help you stay on track and get those things done in your career that you've always wanted to get done. Got questions? We've got you covered. Need a place to celebrate your wins? We want to celebrate with you. Feeling like you've been banging your head against the wall and you just might give up? We want to talk you down off that ledge. The world needs your music. So come join us in this private, exclusive community for female indie artists. Go to FemaleMusicianAcademy.com and sign up for the price of just a few cups of coffee. And if you sign up for the annual plan, you'll get a huge discount. Plus, committing for the year will give you the knowledge, accountability, and support you need to make major strides this year in your music career. Female Musician Academy has been around since 2015, and we've helped hundreds of women create the music career that they've always dreamed of. Go to FemaleMusicianAcademy.com and join us now. I'll see you inside. Now go out and make great music, connect with your fans, and grow your business. Female Entrepreneur Musician has been brought to you by femusician.com and femalemusicianacademy.com, and music by Stella Ronson.